This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our Focus and Amplify study of the book of Romans, we come today to chapters 9 through 11. Paul gives an historical perspective to salvation. In chapter 9, he explains God's sovereignty in our salvation. In referring to Jacob and Esau, he shows how God chose Jacob, the younger, before they were even born. It's hard to understand God's sovereign election, but it is unmistakably presented here. Paul explains the human side. We need to make a choice to receive the offer of God's grace, then the choice to share with others the availability of God's grace. We are responsible for these choices. Don't get proud about being one of God's chosen. Paul points out in chapter 11 that Gentile believers have the opportunity to be saved because of the hardness of Israel. God took a wild olive branch, Gentile believers, and grafted it into a cultivated olive tree, Israel. God is able to bring those hard-hearted, cut-off olive branches back to himself and graft them back into their own olive tree. In Wrestling with Election and Free Will, J.I. Packer says, "What appears to be contradictory is in fact complementary. It is an antinomy. Light can be defined both as waves and as particles. These appear to be mutually exclusive, yet both are true and therefore complement each other. So it is with salvation. I must choose Jesus Christ by faith to be saved. All who choose Christ by faith are chosen by God. Don't worry about God's part. Your responsibility is to make the right choice. Call on Jesus Christ by faith, and you will be saved. Do it today, and I'd like to hear from you. You can do that through my website, gettingthemessage.org."